News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomas. Japan continues to feel aftershocks following yesterday's earthquakes, claimed at least 48 lives, forced thousands from their homes. The runway collision of a Japan Airlines jet and a Japanese Coast Guard plane in Tokyo reportedly left five Coast Guard crew members dead. Ukraine's two largest cities have been hit by Russian hypersonic missiles and drones.
Emergency workers were seen rescuing a person from the wreckage of a building in the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv after the city was struck by Russian missiles. In Kyiv, five areas of the city were hit in the strikes, and at least a dozen people were injured, according to Mayor Vitaly Klitschko. The governor of the Kharkiv region said at least one person died and dozens were injured in Russian missile strikes that hit the center of Kharkiv city and other areas. The barrage of the cities continued Russia's escalated attacks on Ukraine in recent days. That began on Friday with its largest single attack since the war started. I'm Karen Chalas.
Iowa's the focus of most Republican presidential candidates as the 2024 primary season gets ready to kick off.
Ron DeSantis spent the week between Christmas and New Year's Day campaigning in Iowa, and the Florida governor has an unrelenting schedule ahead of him there this week, with the Iowa caucuses just under 2 weeks away. And he's not the only one. Former President Trump plans his own blitz over the final 2 weeks, including in deeply conservative Northwest Iowa. Nikki Haley made stops in eastern Iowa late last week, while Vivek Ramaswamy also has stormed the state. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A new AP-NORC poll puts immigration and foreign policy at the top of the list of voter concerns heading into 2024. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 239 points, NASDAQ futures off 181. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Progressive asks, what do a slow Friday night, bored teenage boys,
I'm bored,
a pack of fireworks,
this is going to be awesome,
and a teetering branch suspended over your car have in common?
Look out! Run!
They can quickly wreak havoc on your slow Friday night.
Uh-oh.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Seth Hullhouse brings hope and insight as he fights against socialism and communism on the Man in America podcast, now available on the Salem Podcast Network.
The role of the digital world in shaping our perception of the real world cannot be overlooked. It seems like all of these mechanisms are dividing us in endless ways.
Subscribe to Man in America today on Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube, Rumble, or it's...
This KMZQ News Flash, powered by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, but they'd rather wait. Spectacular, that's the word Muse most often describe the New Year's Eve celebrations and the fireworks display on the Las Vegas Strip that helped welcome in 2024. The Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority forecasted an economic impact of more than $411 million in visitor spending this past holiday weekend, a total impact of more than $727 million. The hotel room rates, as you might expect for the weekend, were higher than normal, the average room rate at nearly $262 a night. Happy New Year. Welcome to 2024. Super Bowl 58 at Allegiant Stadium, still more than a month away, but road closures, they could begin as early as next week. The Hacienda Avenue Bridge, that's over the 15. It will serve as a key transportation element for the upcoming Super Bowl. NFL officials saying they expect 20,000 of the 65,000 fans attending the big game to walk over that bridge. Crews, they're going to begin to dress up that bridge, adding decor that will tie it into the big game. The team responsible for preparing the stadium area for the Super Bowl, they begin their work on Monday. Road closures beginning then, ramping up as we get closer to Super Bowl 58. More than 240 buses and shuttles will be used on Super Bowl Sunday alone. And the woman known as the Wedding Queen of the West has passed away. As the owner-operator of a little white wedding chapel in downtown Las Vegas for more than 60 years, Charlotte Richards, she helped thousands of couples tie the knot. That chapel, well-known for its quick celebrity weddings, which included the likes of Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez, Bruce Willis and Demi Moore, and Frank Sinatra and Mia Farrow. Richards sold the little white chapel in November of 2022. Chapel officials confirmed that she passed away on the 13th of December. Charlotte Richards was 90 years old. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com and click on that Listen Live button.
Gotcha!
Yo!
Sorry, man. I took an upper to stay awake. My heart started pounding, so I took a downer to take the edge off. Honestly, I feel worse now.
What? One of my friends overdosed after mixing drugs like that. I don't want that to happen to you.
Yeah, I definitely won't be doing that again.
Well, let's stay online for a bit so I know you're okay.
Yeah, man. But let's go.
There is no safe way to mix drugs. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
KMCQ on time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
It is back to work for the new year. We are already seeing volume building in the resort corridor, breaking on both sides of I-15 between Russell Road and Spring Mountain. As far as accidents go, they're all going to be off the freeways right now. A rollover wreck on South Las Vegas Boulevard at Star Avenue. That's way south. Also in the northeast area, an injury accident at Nellis and Lakemead Boulevards being cleared up. Some clouds, cool temperatures today, topping out in the low 60s. It's only 43 degrees right now, and we will see a drop in degrees starting tomorrow with highs in the mid-50s for the rest of the week. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if you hold near and dear to you that you like to be able to, anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him,
check it out!
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pass her, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Tuesday. I know it feels like a Monday. I get it. It feels like a Monday, but it's really a Tuesday. Good to have you with us. Hope you had a great New Year's Eve, a safe and a happy one. And now it's on to January. Unbelievable. And joining us now in studio, he got up with us, Dr. Jeff Gunter. He's a candidate for U.S. Senate. He is a former U.N. ambassador to Iceland under President Trump. He is a dermatologist and longtime Nevada business owner, and he joins us in studio, no less. Good morning and Happy New Year, sir.
Kevin, Happy New Year. So happy to be here. You woke up early. You're a hardworking guy.
Hey.
America needs us. What can I say?
I love it. Whenever I have guests on that are running for office, invariably I'm going to get questioned by about, I get off at 9 o'clock, and I'm going to probably be asked by about 9:15, well, is the guy you talk to, is he like with Trump or not with Trump? Okay.
110% with Trump. I was his U.S. ambassador. And as we all know, all of us in the Trump administration who were successful, who got things done for the American people, who really stuck to those American first principles, what did they do? They weaponized government against us. They took 10 pounds of flesh out of each and every one of us, and I have those battle scars to show it. But without a doubt, President Trump will be the nominee for the Republicans here in Nevada, and he will be the next president of the United States. There's absolutely no doubt about it. So 110% for the greatest president since Abraham Lincoln, Donald J. Trump.
I am dying to ask you, after having watched a season or two of The Diplomat on Netflix about an ambassador. And I'm curious what that experience was like for you.
Honor of a lifetime to start with. I mean, when you're a U.S. ambassador representing America in Iceland, per se, you are exemplary and plenipotentiary. And what that means is you have the full authority of the President of the United States. And what an amazing honor to have the full authority of the President of the United States when the President of the United States is Donald Trump. And basically, we competed for America in the high north. We competed with Russia. We competed with China in the high north. And there's a lot of things that go on in U.S. embassies that we really don't hear about. It's not just visas and things like that and passports. There's a lot of decisions that we make on behalf of the American people abroad. And quite frankly, we are also fiduciaries of the American people, the American taxpayer dollars. And there was many instances where individuals asked for funding from America. And I said to myself, well, what would Donald J. Trump do? And the answer would be he'd hold back. He wouldn't waste the taxpayer money. He believes in limited government, and that only doesn't apply to domestically, but abroad as well.
Do we have much of a military footprint in Iceland?
It's a great, great question, Kevin. The answer is we are part of the NATO allies that rotate through Keflavik Air Force Base there. Now, remember, Kef used to be, was built by America, and we gave that up. And what we are is we're part of the NATO mission. But remember, we are the strength of NATO. And one of the missions that we had in leading the U.S. Embassy there was to demonstrate American commitment to the region, to support our military, but also to support our other great NATO allies that did heel-to-toe missions through Iceland as well, through Keflavik Base. And we're competing up there. We're competing in the high north. Look at the Arctic is melting. It's not necessarily global warming, but it is melting. And what you end up with is a great power struggle in the high north. And America has to assert itself. It has to be strong. And we understand what weakness brings. Weakness brings the disaster that we're seeing in Ukraine, the disaster we're seeing in the Middle East. Why? Because Joe Biden isn't only probably one of the worst presidents we've ever had in history. He's one of the weakest.
And you aspire to be the 51st senator, Republican. Tell me how important that is for Donald J. Trump, assuming he wins the nomination and eventually wins the general election, to be able to have that 51st senator.
It's so important, incredibly important, that in order for Donald J. Trump to advance the policies that we all love, the American first policies, the smaller government, the lower taxes, to close the border, he needs support of America first senators in the U.S. Senate. And that's what I will be when I become the next U.S. senator from Nevada, and we will advance all those policies. Donald Trump needs everyone to have his back right now because, look, there's a division going on not only between Republicans, Democrats, but within the Republican Party. Those individuals that are kind of that are the rhinos, being supported by Mitch McConnell and Steve Daines and all those other individuals who every single day are attempting to undermine Donald Trump and make sure that he's not president of the United States.
You mentioned Mitch McConnell. He has endorsed one of your primary opponents, Sam Brown. Can you talk a little bit about what that means?
Has he formally endorsed Sam, or is he just kind of working for Sam? I think they also work in the shadows, too. I mean, Sam Brown, let's be honest, is a three-time loser. Sam Brown has never gotten out of the primary. Sam Brown will not endorse Donald Trump. Think about all the great things that Donald Trump accomplished when he was president. Think about the low taxes. Think about the loss of the elimination of regulations. Think about that we didn't lose a single service member in 18 months. And Sam Brown won't endorse Donald Trump right now. Why? Because he's in Mitch McConnell's pocket. He's part of the deep state. He will not be representing Nevadans if he actually went to Washington, D.C., which he will not. He has no chance of beating Jackie Rosen whatsoever. I'm the only candidate out there who can beat Jackie Rosen.
I want to ask you, because you are not only a former ambassador to Iceland, but you are also a small business person. And small business people, I'm telling you, they're really in trouble now. After 3+ years of the Biden experience and Bidenomics, they can't survive like this, especially another 4 years.
Kevin, so smart that you pointed out. The small business owners are the heart and soul of America. They're being pummeled with regulations. They're being pummeled with taxes. Gas prices have nearly doubled since Joe Biden came to town. The cost of their particular goods, whether it's just for their families or otherwise, have gone through the roof. Inflation is a tax on the middle class. It's a tax on our small business owners, and they are the heart and soul of America. And that's who and Donald Trump and myself as the next U.S. Senator will focus on, those small business owners. That's what I am. I have practices around in the four western United States, and we are the heart and soul of America. And that experience that I had is humbling and honoring to be able to provide for my employees, to provide for my patients, and to have taken care of the skin cancers here in Nevada for the last 29 years.
Why do we need to unseat Dina Titus?
Jackie Rosen.
Or Jackie Rosen, I'm
100%.
Sorry.
Jackie Rosen is just a rubber stamp for Joe Biden. So think about it. What are the implications of Joe Biden? The implications are taxes out of control, regulations out of control, gas prices through the roof, endless wars, billions of dollars being shipped to Ukraine for a war that we don't really know where it's going, and there's been zero accounting for it. So if you like all that stuff, I guess Jackie Rosen might be for you. But she's a complete disaster. She does nothing in the Senate, and she's just a rubber stamp for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, and that's it. And we need to get rid of her. We need to put an America First fighter for Nevada like myself there.
You have already started campaigning statewide. This is a statewide office. What are the issues that you're hearing back from voters about? I know you give a great speech, but you're also a good listener.
100%. And by listening to the people in Nevada, they're petrified about what's going on with the border. They understand that if you don't have a border, you don't have a country. Literally. And if you go anywhere, if you go to Mexico, if you go to Europe, if you go to Canada, what do you cross? You cross a border. And as everyday Nevadans see that we've lost our border, practically a million people have crossed our non-existent border in December. And all of us here in Nevada knows what that means. It means fentanyl deaths. It means an increase in crime. It means an increase in human trafficking. So the border is a huge issue for us in Nevada, and we're petrified of it. We're concerned, and that's why we need to get rid of Jackie Rosen and get rid of Joe Biden. And then there's the economy, the everyday prices, the gas prices, going to the grocery store. It's a very, very important issue for all of us here in Nevada. It's the economy, and we need to keep growing, and we need to bring back the America First days of Donald J. Trump. And that's what I intend to do as their next U.S. senator.
Again,
and I will always fight for them, Kevin. Every single day I will fight for them.
Dr. Jeff Gunter joining us in studio, no less, joining us as he is campaigning statewide to unseat Jackie Rosen. I want to ask you, take us behind the scenes a little bit about where you are in the campaign. I know that June 11th is the primary. November 5th is the general election. Give me how you sense this thing playing out. What is it? What does the path to victory look like for Dr. Jeff?
Great question. The path to victory is basically people understanding that I am the 110% pro-Donald Trump candidate. None of the other opposition that I've met in the primary have endorsed Donald Trump. So you have to ask yourself, how could they not endorse low taxes? How could they not endorse small government? How they could not endorse not having these endless wars? That means that they're controlled. They're controlled by either big donors, they're controlled by Mitch McConnell, and they're basically rhinos. And I am the 110% Donald Trump candidate. And our team is coming together and forming. We've actually added great members of our campaign, and we're going along at a 110% pace. And we're going to win this thing. We're getting great responses. In fact, if you look at the fundraising across the country of all primary senatorial candidates, you know, Kevin, who's number one? You know who's doing the best out of all of them? Our campaign. Dr. Jeff Gunter for U.S. Senate here in Nevada. Why? Because our message is real. I'm a real candidate, and we're talking about real issues and everything that the people of Nevada are deeply, deeply concerned about.
Again, Dr. Jeff Gunter joining us, and he is going to be can I ask you, you may know about this, you may not know about this, but this whole presidential primary versus caucus thing, where do you come down? Do you like the caucus? Do you like the primary? What's going on?
I think what's going on is election integrity. And by having a caucus on the 8th of February, what does it mean? It means that people have one day to vote. It means that people have to have an ID. It means that they have to have actually been a Republican to vote in that for the last 30 days. So it's a way for us to actually have a free and fair election and not let it get tampered with and played with. And that's really the take-home message. And at the end of the caucus, we will have Donald Trump as the nominee for Nevada.
Since leaving office, have you and him leaving office, have you had a chance to visit with the former president?
I have. I saw the president 10 days ago in Reno. He was glorious. He was fantastic. The way that he engages with all of us here in Nevada, and he talks about the issues, Kevin, that we all care about. He really truly is of the people, and the enthusiasm was so high, and he met with myself and my wife, Heather. And it's just such a great honor to always see him. And to have been his U.S. ambassador was the honor of a lifetime, but it's because of who he is. It's because of his values. And quite honestly, it's because of your values, my values, and all your listeners' values that we put America first. And that's really the greatest honor, is to be part of that mission, part of that movement. And we will take back the U.S. Senate, and Dr. Jeff Gunter will be the next U.S. senator from here in Nevada. And we will lead that red wave emanating here out of Nevada across the whole country.
I know a lot of people are probably listening to this morning and saying, oh, June 11th is way off in the distance, way off in the distance. And I guess my question is, what is it at this point in the campaign that you need from my listeners? Is it a matter of putting yard signs in or volunteering or call banks or whatever? What is it you need?
Absolutely. I need them to go on to drjeffgunter.com, reach out to the campaign, and know that when you're supporting Dr. Jeff Gunter for U.S. Senate, you are supporting an America first, 110% pro-Donald Trump, but also you're supporting America. There's actually a political war going on right now in America for the heart and the soul and the values that it's the America that we love, Kevin. And we need to protect it. We need to fight for it. And Ronald Reagan always used to say that democracy and our freedom is only one generation away from us losing it. And it couldn't be more true than it is now. We have to stand up. We have to step forward. We have to stand up and say we love our freedom. We love our America. And what kind of country are we going to be living our children and our grandchildren? I promise you, it's not the country we're seeing now with Joe Biden, where we have a Supreme Court justice who can't even tell you what the definition of a man or woman is, when we're pouring billions of dollars across into Ukraine, when we're not even protecting our own border here. In fact, now what they're trying to do is they're trying to find ways to let those illegal immigrants pouring across our border to vote. It's a plan. All your listeners need to stand up to support myself, Dr. Jeff Gunter. Go on to drjeffgunter.com. Stand up for America. Stand up for America first. Stand up for Dr. Jeff Gunter and the values that we love as Nevadans and the values that we love as Americans.
Dr. Jeff, thanks for coming in. Thanks for bringing your beautiful wife, Heather, in with you. We're going to talk again, because I want to get into some of the issues that we didn't have a chance to get into today. But we're going to be dealing with specific issues that are going to be coming up during the campaign. We'll do that over the course of the next few weeks, next few months. Thanks so much for coming in, and Happy New Year, my friend.
Happy New Year, Kevin. God bless you, and God bless for all the great work that you do and the great work that all your listeners do as well to keep America number one.
Dr. Jeff Gunter, he is running for the U.S. Senate, trying to unseat Jackie Rosen. That's got to be job one. That has got to be job one. And we need a 51st senator to give us the majority. That's what it all comes down to. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get? That's right. You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
Hear inspiring stories that are part of the American landscape every night at 10 on Our American Stories. Everyone has a story to tell, and master storyteller Lee Habib tells them on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, fellow business owners, Kevin Wall here, and I've got a game changer for you. When it comes to your team's safety and your business's success, think Blue Sky for workers' compensation insurance. Blue Sky Insurance is a locally owned and operated independent insurance brokerage focused on solving your small business insurance needs. You know that accidents can throw any business owner a curveball, but if you work with Blue Sky, you can consider your bases covered. Owners Steve and Amy Miller will help you with a tailored plan designed to handle the accidents and let you do what you do best, run your business. Whether you've been in business for years or you're just starting out, call Blue Sky today. Do it right now, 702-410-8020, or visit them online at blueskylv.com. Blue Sky Insurance, your partner in workplace safety, 702-410-8020, or online at blueskylv.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We were talking with Dr. Jeff Gunter, the candidate for the United States Senate. He is a MAGA candidate. Donald J. Trump has some real serious legal problems. A member of his legal team is Jesse Banal. He is a Trump attorney, and he blames bureaucrats for the Trump ballot problems in places like Colorado and Michigan. By the way, this is cut six, guys. And he is very, very much in Donald Trump's corner. This was Jesse Banal yesterday on Fox.
My take is that the bureaucrats really are out to get Donald Trump because the bureaucrats know that Donald Trump is the first president in generations who has actually stood up to the bureaucracy. And so you see that. In a true Orwellian sense, while claiming to be the heroes of democracy, their views of doing that is to try to disenfranchise the American people who support Donald Trump by making it so that they don't even have the option of voting for him on the ballot. The case is absolutely legally and factually baseless. There is no legal basis, as has been very aptly explained by President Trump's legal team in this matter, to take him off the ballot. And most importantly, there's no factual basis for it. As you mentioned, he's never been charged with insurrection. And on January 6th, he asked people to peacefully and patriotically make their voices heard. He asked people to respect law enforcement. He asked people to stay peaceful. And when a few number of people got out of control, he asked everyone to go home. That is not the words of someone engaging in insurrection. That's somebody who supports the First Amendment.
Jesse Banal, one of the Trump attorneys, and there are a bunch of them because there are a bunch of legal actions going on even as we speak. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.